and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Oh, honey, I'm so glad you brought me up to Hudson, New York, so we could gamble about with the finches and the sparrow families.
Yeah, honey, I love coming up here on the weekends. You know, Sunday, September 16th, over there at Basilica Hudson, they're having one of them record fairs.
Oh, I can finally get my Pete Townsend cassette.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my Bette Midler bootlegs, probably, Sunday, September 16th at that Basilica Hudson.
Oh, is that that place with all the lovely people and sculptures and Greenway?
Yeah, they got a Greenway down there. I like to sit on it and stare at the frogs gathering around my feet.
Oh, September 16th at Basilica Hudson, the WGXC Record Fair.
WGXC will host a record fair Sunday, September 16th at Basilica Soundscape. Regional vendors selling vinyl, cassettes, and other media
from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
This is a special invite to join us for a fantasy after party at the Half Moon. DJs spinning all vinyl sets from 5 p.m. on. $5 suggested donation at the door goes to supporting this radio station and the programming you know and love.
Keep the boogie. Don't stop.
The 2018 WGXC Record Fair, coming up at Basilica Hudson September 16th. Early bird admission, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for $10. General admission is free from 10 to 4. Vendors from across the Northeast gather in Basilica's main hall to sell vinyl, CDs, cassettes, tapes, DVDs, books, musical equipment, instruments, and radio-related ephemera, with a variety of affordably priced records in all genres. We'll also be raffling off a regional record lover's tour package, with gift certificates to regional record stores and eateries. For more information about the fair, visit our website at wgxc.org/recordfair.
I don't like your peaches. They are full of stones. I like bananas because they have no bones. Don't give me tomatoes. Can't stand ice cream cones. I like bananas because they have no bones.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai's Light Into Night, an annual benefit auction, 6:30 p.m. Saturday, September 15th at the Studio Barns of Art Omai in Ghent, New York. Featuring a rustic food hall-style meal presented by the Flammery of Kinderhook and Oak Pizzeria Napolitana of Hudson, plus avant-garde happenings and innovative performances by Art Omai alumni and friends. Light Into Night also includes a silent auction throughout the evening, as well as live auctions featuring vacation destinations and monotypes by Art Omai alumni. For children, the Little Stars Party offers art making, a campfire, singing, storytelling, and more. Information at 501auctions.com/artomai or at artomai.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
Fridays on WGXC are made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Phoenix Grace of Chatham Center, New York. Sustaining supporters like Phoenix are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties.
You've tuned into the Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about poetry and songs around these parts, with musician interviews, performances, featured tracks, and more. Listen. You've tuned into the Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about... Today on Hudson Valley Sound, you've tuned into the Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about poetry and songs. Today on Hudson Valley Sound, poetry and musician interviews, performances, poetry tracks, songs more around these parts. Today on Hudson Valley Sound. 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 On... That was Time Sticks Random Objective from Catskill artist Rodney Allen Greenblatt, his 2018 release Beep Beep Type Music. Here's another song called Sea Children Growing Coral. Thank you. That was Tim Fain with Violin Concerto 3, Allegro Vigoroso, and Tim Fain performs at the Hudson Opera House on Warren Street in Hudson on September 15th.
Tim Fain, are you there?
Hello, yes.
Hey, oh, and you're coming in line. Are you on a landline?
I am not. That's probably why it sounds so good.
Oh, okay. He's there. Thank you, Lynn. Okay, you're on the air with I'm Tom and Ellen's over there. You might know Ellen. Do you know Ellen?
I think you were here last year, weren't you? I mean, I know
sure
you
was Ellen.
You were here playing, which I remember very well. But did you come to the station last year? I don't think so.
Oh my goodness! You know, I've played in Hudson. I think probably at least 6 or 7 times.
Really?
Last 15 years, Bard College. The series that Jeannie took over before she took it over, and then again last year, of course. And I'm thrilled to be back. I'm so glad we're able to.
Jeannie,
to
I just
realized. Right
I'm
now.
Sorry. I should let our listeners know. Jeannie, as you call her, is Eugenia Zuckerman, who runs both
the Leaf Peepers,
and Classics on Hudson, which I hear.
That's right.
Rumor has it they're combining into one group in the future. That's rumor.
I've heard that.
Yeah. But she's sort of behind them both, and they have different seasons.
That's right.
But I want to ask Tim some questions about his career.
Oh, you just want to
in Hollywood.
Yeah. Ellen, by the way, is
sure. Ellen.
Ellen has made many remarks already about your Hollywood good looks, and she'd love to meet you after the concert.
Tom,
I got carried away. Sorry.
This says Tim Fain's playing can be heard on the soundtracks to Academy Award-winning films Moonlight, Black Swan, and 12 Years a Slave.
Whoa.
That's a pretty good line of credits. Yeah. Right
well,
there.
And about 50 other films that you probably wouldn't have heard of. Mm-hmm. Some of them. Very deserving of recognition, but just, you know, for some reason the timing wasn't right, or it just I played just a whole lot of violin on a beautiful score by Jay Wadley for James Shamus's directorial debut. James Shamus worked very closely with Ang Lee, writing a lot of the script.
He has a house up here,
producing as well. A beautiful film called Indignation.
Yeah.
Probably at least as much, solo violin writing as Moonlight, and unfortunately the film just didn't really, it didn't do quite as well at the box office. But just a beautiful film.
Now on these various films, were you the composer or the studio, a studio musician or the main musician?
Well, you know, from time to time, a film project comes along that just is. It just has just something really interesting is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has been different. I don't work as a studio musician. I have friends who do, who live in L.A. I can't remember the last time I recorded a score in L.A. for a film in which I was performing solo violin on.
Oh, I see. These are solo.
I carry my rig with me around these days. Some of the cues from Moonlight were recorded in very out of the way places, let's say.
So you
very unexpected.
So you worked closely with, is it Barry Jenkins? Was that his name?
Barry Jenkins. On his first feature.
Yeah, that's great.
It's not his first feature.
No, it isn't.
I think
it's
the second.
But you've actually composed some of the works that are used in these films, right?
You know, I wrote the score for a film called Untouchable Children of God. It was a documentary about two young girls who were rescued from prostitution in India, and really spoke about their recovery and their story, and just really sort of how we could let this happen. It was a beautiful film directed by stretching my
it'll come to you
10 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And I just scored the music for a virtual reality miniseries that Samsung is distributing It's premiering actually in a short while at the Vancouver Film Festival.
Now, how does that
work? I'm really excited about that. Samsung is really taking the lead on creating. You know how a lot of TV shows, anything from Mr. Robot to Stranger Things or Westworld, mm-hmm. will have a virtual reality experience that's mm-hmm. in some way ancillary to the show. It's like a trailer.
Oh.
But for this, the virtual reality is actually the show. The content is built for that emerging medium. And I think that's very exciting. It's very dramatic. I hope that some of you who are listening might be able to experience that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to watch it on a virtual reality whatever?
You experience it, yeah, in any number of different virtual reality headsets.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. And you get a screen credit for all of this, I would assume, one hopes.
Depending on what I'm doing.
What you're doing,
12 Years a Slave, I was arranging all of the diegetic music, the on-screen music, and performed it as well. And I think one thing's for sure, and that's every one of these film projects has been vastly different. Most of them, interestingly, have been involved right from on the early stages, sometimes from even before the script, before we had the shooting script.
How do you have time to do all this and perform for us?
Well, I'm so glad that I am able to, and I'm really looking forward to being up in Hudson. I feel like it's a really fun program that Jeannie and I have cooked up. It's centered around Bach's masterpiece, the Chaconne from the D minor Partita, and in a way, everything that we do as violinists, as fiddle players, everything we do really is centered around Bach, or at least mm-hmm. comes from Bach. Bach is never far away from what we're doing. He, to some extent in this particular piece, actually revolutionized what could be done on a violin. Mm-hmm. At times I am accompanying myself, playing three, sometimes even four notes simultaneously. It's a magnificent piece of music, really a description of, I think, something very large, a very large world, one that starts and ends in darkness and turmoil, but you get a glimpse in the middle of something transcendent, something mm-hmm. light, something pure, which is the way Bach tells this, spins out this story is I think magical.
So how do the other pieces in the program reflect that influence, in your opinion?
Well, Missy's piece, Missy Mazzoli's piece, Dissolve My Heart, it takes its title actually from Bach.
Ah, interesting.
She once described this piece as a failed chaconne, laughingly, I think. Philip Glass as well was incredibly inspired, as was Missy, by Bach's music mm-hmm. in writing his solo violin piece. I'll begin with Philip's piece called Interludes, which is a suite that we made based on the violin passages from his second violin concerto.
When you say and we, you mean with him you did that?
Yeah, we. Oh, cool. Well, I came to him with this idea because I really enjoyed, in his second violin concerto and many of his more recent pieces for solo instrument and orchestra, he intersperses solo movements, very intimate solo movements, with larger scale orchestral works. And so you have this interplay of large and small. And I thought that I approached him about creating a piece of, just to bring these violin pieces together. I think it works really beautifully. So he called it Interludes.
I should remind our listening audience that we're talking to Tim Fain, who's going to be performing here in Hudson on September, Ellen?
15th.
15th. At what time?
That's at 7 p.m. on Saturday.
Saturday at Hudson Hall. That's right. Next Saturday, right?
And the tickets, as I understand it, are moving very quickly.
Tickets are moving fast, folks, so get your tickets now.
You can go on the website and
HudsonHall.org, I believe.
Buy tickets that way very easily. This sounds really great, Tim. We're so glad you're going to be here again performing for us.
Well, so am I. I am excited to unveil a couple of new pieces of music which I've been working on lately, which I wrote to really kind of as a gift in a way to, or at least the inspiration began in a conversation I had with my friend Ron Guerin. Ron has traveled, you know, when you're an astronaut, like he is, you measure the distance that you've traveled in space in the tens of millions of miles. Mm-hmm. I think he's upwards of 70 million miles now.
How did that relationship
He spent a couple of months on the space station, and he was telling me about his experience coming back to Earth the first time after seeing the Earth from outer space, something which they call the overview effect. Mm-hmm. And how everything he did was just changed, sometimes in subtle, sometimes in monumental ways. He essentially crash-landed, coming back to Earth, and when everything cleared, he looked out the window and he saw some earth, a flower, and a blade of grass. And his only thought was, I'm home. But he was very far from home. He lives in Arizona, and he was over in Kazakhstan. Mm. But his only thought was, I'm home. Something really had shifted for him. The earth had become a lot smaller or a lot bigger. Simultaneously, he was aware of the whole of humanity as inhabiting this space which he called home, which was the earth. Mm-hmm. And so I attempted to, in these two pieces which I'll play, Overview 1 and Overview 2, to in some way describe perhaps what he felt in that moment looking down at his home on the earth from outer space.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to all of this. This is, sounds great.
Have you, when you were last here, were you in the new space at Hudson Hall?
I was, now I performed in the Opera House.
Right.
When I was here.
Well, they're calling it Hudson
last
Hall
time
now.
I was here.
Were you upstairs in the newly developed space?
Yes.
Oh, you was? Okay.
Yeah. It looked fairly ornate.
Yeah, that's the new space.
Space. Yeah. I remember it felt like an opera hall, mm-hmm. like an opera house, a beautiful old stage.
Yep. Ellen has
confirmed
you were.
Yeah, it didn't feel like new
It's not. It's it's a renovation.
Newly constructed building.
No, it's not. It's a renovated building.
Yeah.
It's the oldest remaining theater in New York State, they say.
Well, there you go.
Interesting. You know, and I feel like I've also played, in New York State. My goodness. Well, I know I've played in the second oldest concert hall in the New York City area and the five boroughs, which actually happens to be on Staten Island in Snug Harbor.
In Staten Island.
Yeah.
A beautiful little place, probably a 1,000-cap auditorium.
Well, thanks for...
But I'm sure looking forward.
Joining us on the show today. Once again, we're talking to Tim Fain, who's going to be performing at Hudson Hall at the Hudson Opera House on September 15th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available online at hudsonhall.org. Thank you for spending some time with us. We look forward to you being
pleasure,
here.
My pleasure, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thank you.
That was Tim Fain with Einstein on the Beach Knee Play Number 2, and he'll be at the Hudson Opera House September 15th. Here's local artist Liam Singer, who runs Hilo in Catskill, this song Test Tone from his 2018 release Finish Him.
Like it to take you far away and fast. Well, I could city is a living thing, but we are already dead. You're in the background, you're on the stereo, in the static hum, coming from my radio. I'm in the background, I'm in your telephone.
Thank you.
That was On the Theremin, Pamelia Stickney, an improvisation from May 18th, 2017. Stickney performs with Catskill's Brian DeWan at High Low in Catskill on September 20th. Bye. That was Beacon-based saxophonist Joe McPhee with Damon Smith and Alvin Fielder, a song called Alternate Diagonals from the 2017 album Six Situations. from down about Woodstock. That's Modesto.